And now I am coming to the main point. The things that happen like a fork bending, this has no connection with anything. They don't live in time. And who knows where they came from? They appeared on Earth thousands of years ago. So they are not here to take us over. They are here to teach us something in our stupid and idiotic way, which is why they appear to be clowns and idiotic. They are performing for us at our level. Everyone present was shocked not only at these words but at the brusqueness of Ori's attitude. All thought of a constructive discussion of the movie script was over. For Melanie this was a discouraging rebuff. As August 26 drew to a close, all of us were thoroughly depressed by Ori's attitude, especially about not wanting to be involved in research. Nothing that had been done, or was going to be done, pleased him. He himself said, "I am sorry to be this way, but it is not me feeling this way. So I had to beg Ori to sit down with me by the tape recorder to see if we could find out what was going on." We sat together for several hours, calling silently into the unknown. There was no response. Why were we being deserted in this moment of personal crisis? At 1:01 a.m. of August 27, a large conch shell on a shelf near Ori levitated and slowly fell to the floor. We waited for a voice to appear on the tape recorder monitor speaker. Finally there came the voice of Iz on the tape at 1:03 a.m., as follows, "Andrea. Pause. The tape will disappear. Pause. For 5.5 months we have left you alone. You did quite a nice job. But there have been some problems. Pause. You have gathered many people. All your friends that have been gathered must work in harmony. Andrea, have you been scared? App, no. Are you prepared? Do you have any fear? Are you ready for the work? App, I am ready for any work. Yuri and Andrea, listen carefully. We hope to land on your planet in a few years. We are seen more and more by people. We will enter your orbital system through, word lost, transformation and be able to enter your environment. You may not understand this. App, no, I do not. One of our failures is that we cannot contact you directly. We can only talk to you through Ori's power on the tape recorder. It is a shame that for such a brilliant mind we cannot contact you directly. Maybe in time we shall be able to contact you directly. App, in other places you use the telephone, radio, television, etc. Will you still use these? Yes, when that is needed. App, shall I go back to Germany with Ori? We always keep you in contact, you are always together. You must be where the people are who support and help you. Pause. This afternoon we heard the movie script. We used Ori to speak, although neither he nor any of you was aware of this. It is a brilliant movie, but not the story we want. We want you to prepare the Earth for our landing, a mass landing on Earth. We landed in South America 3,000 years ago, and now we must land again. We want you to tell our story, what you call the UFO experience. Use all the collected data and literature. App, how do we know which is the relevant, or true, data? Research the data published, you will know what is correct. Write the movie script carefully, slowly, properly, and cleverly. App, are you landing on Earth to help mankind? Yes, but also to help ourselves, therefore, we must land and reveal ourselves. We draw our power from this solar system. App, when will you land on Earth in local Earth time? We will not reveal to you our timetable in landing on Earth in your local time. It may be some years, or sooner. App, in 1952 I was contacted through Dr. Vinod by the Nine. Are you part of them? Do you remember exactly what happened in 1952? App, yes, on December 31, 1952, I was contacted by the Nine through the voice of Dr. Vinod. The message started out, "We are nine principles and forces, personalities if you will." The equation was, Me equals M0C2/SQRT1V/C2. Yes, that was us, but in different units. We are under their control. You faithfully scribed his words. The real important work is to come. The knowledge book is the main work. Shippy will find the book, then Ori, then you. You have many years of work on it. Then it will be released. Pause. One of your Earth scientists, Einstein, knew about us. Just before he died, He knew the secret. You will carry on the work. Then in centuries, another, and another, to keep the data rolling, until man finds infinity. As the voice said infinity, the tape recorder was switched off. The room was lit by one 200-watt lamp controlled by a dimmer switch. This lamp was slowly dimmed by some invisible hand, and Ori and I sat in the darkness. Through the north window of my study, a brilliant white light suddenly flooded into the room. My house is in a forest away from any automobile headlights. The light was very much of the quality of moonlight, but much brighter. We rushed to the window but could not see the source of the light, which was beyond some giant Norway spruce trees. We rushed outdoors, but the light had disappeared. The full, waning, moon was to the south, a full 180 bat/B0 from where we had located the light source. I went back to the tape recorder. The cassette had already vanished. So I sat down to write down what had transpired. But I cannot vouch for the word-for-word accuracy of my transcript, only the sense of this remarkable message. What I had just heard put me into the most reverential state of contemplation that one can imagine. The weight of what I now knew stretched my load-bearing capacity to the limit. I could not sleep for 2 days. During the next day, Ori and I were driving across the Tribra Bridge into Manhattan, and I was trying to explain to him people's reactions if they really believed that an extraterrestrial civilization was going to land on Earth. I said that I thought that people would stop all normal activity, that others would sell stock holdings in panic, that a financial collapse would be triggered, leading to economic paralysis, that governments would mobilize troops and weapons, that looting, riots, and panic would spread. The reason that I went into such lurid possibilities was to explain to Ori what was involved in preparing man for an Earth landing. The entire conversation was very depressing to both of us, the more so since we both realized the strong possibility that no one would listen to our announcement until it was too late. Captain Mitchell was so interested in the things Ori had demonstrated for him that he wanted one key man to see Ori. This was his old friend Dr. Wernher von Braun, rocket designer for the U.S. space program. We went to Germantown, Maryland, on August 29 to see him. We saw Dr. von Braun in his offices where he is Vice President, Engineering and Development, of Fairchild Industries. Ori did many impressive demonstrations for Dr. von Braun, but two are noteworthy. Dr. von Braun held his gold wedding ring in his hand while Ori concentrated on it. The ring became flattened under Ori's gaze. As we were parting with Dr. von Braun, his secretary came up to him and said, "Dr. von Braun, your pocket calculator is not working." He said, "Well, have you checked the battery charge?" She said, "Yes. It is properly charged." At this point, Dr. von Braun checked the electronic calculator, and he confirmed that it was inoperative. Ori asked if he could cure a problem, and Dr. von Braun handed him the calculator. Ori placed it between his two hands for some 30 seconds and handed it back to Dr. von Braun. Dr. von Braun pushed the switch on and tested it. The panel lights went on, but the calculator digital display flashed like a random number generator. Dr. von Braun said, "There is power now, but the circuitry is not working as a calculator." Ori took back the calculator and held it in his hands for another 30 seconds. This time when Dr. von Braun tested the calculator, it worked normally. Dr. von Braun, Captain Mitchell, and I were most impressed by this feat of psychic repairmanship. Ori, Shippy, and I stayed in Washington, D.C., at the Hotel Washington in Suite 306. That evening I was most anxious to pursue the topics that had been brought up on August 27. We were apparently readily favored because we had no sooner sat down around the tape recorder at midnight when an ashtray floated off a table to the floor. The first statement I heard on the tape monitor phone was, "The tape will gradually disappear. App, did you send the message from M through Dr. Laughhead on August 11th? 1956? Do you remember the message?" App, "Yes. That was us, but not my unit power." App, "Can we use that message?" "Yes. It may be used." App, "In March 1963 I saw an ovoid light over my estate in Ossining. Was it yours?" "That was us, forcing and making your powers stronger. App. In May 1968 we saw many lights in the sky in Brazil near where Arago lives. Were they yours? That was ours, but a different unit. App. Does anyone in the United States government know the secret of your presence on Earth? Andrea. Many people in the US government and the Russian government know about our existence. We do not give them any breaks to know us better. They only know that UFOs are real, nothing more. App. I presume that if there is anyone in government who should know, you will have us make the contact under your direction? We do not need that yet. App. What is the purpose of your having Uri publicly demonstrate the transmutation of metals, that is, the lead into gold? We have tested his powers that are given by us. Uri can do greater things, but we have to pass him, and under examination he did that successfully. And the day will come and he will use that with you. App. May A now take Uri to Captain Mitchell to start experiments? You were not given permission to do this. App. Since you indicated 2 days ago that I may tell everything, may I reveal your presence to any outsider now? Not yet. You may start a motion picture and reveal everything. You may go ahead with everything, but do not reveal to anybody yet that we are truly so near to you. App. How soon after your landing will people know of your presence? Andrea P. Harridge, let me describe to you what we mean by mass landing. We need that mass landing like you people on Earth call refueling, and charging up, like a huge plane of yours charges up with electricity. We do that through your barometrical and cosmic layer around Earth. We shall be charging up and vanishing again. This procedure will, or might, last from 2 to 3 weeks. We people have not yet planned this big mass landing. Many, many thousands of people will see us. But we shall control that. We can almost do everything that goes off in your head. We can be visible, and invisible. You have been telling Uri on the bridge to New York that people will be selling stock and so on. That is not so. We shall do it safely, and when we say safely, that is the meaning. App. Ah, so you will not stay for a prolonged period on Earth? That is not wrong. In your further questions, CNB below, is useless about nations, or we taking over your Earth as a playground for us. Our Hoover is 16,000 times bigger than your planet. NB, the following two questions were to be asked next by App. 1. Will you rule the nations and people of this Earth? 2. Will you become another nation on Earth? App, I would like to know some of your history so that it will help me to prepare man for your landing. This is not the time. The time for our history will be told to you the next time Uri and you have leisure time. That might be in Germany or that might be in America. You must use your brains. You have good and clever brains, use them. Use it successfully and you shall be rewarded. App, I am rewarded by your interest and presence. I am through for the moment with questions. Thank you for clarifying the enormous personal problems I had with those questions. I now listen. Power has been given to you. Note well this tape, for it shall disappear. If we want, and will take and give and pass more contacts and information, we shall do that, and if not, we will go back to Germany, and you will have another period to work, free, and feel safe and well. Andrea, take care of them and take care of everybody around you. Keep working. App, shalom. Then Uri Shippy, and I sat around the tape recorder to watch for the moment when the cassette would vanish. When this occurred, we all experienced a certain relief, because this was evidence to us that we had, in fact, witnessed a reality. Uri and Shippy returned to Germany. I went to Stanford University to give a lecture at a conference entitled Dimensions of Healing. I presented my preliminary findings on Uri Geller covering telepathy and psychokinesis. I believe that most of the audience was frankly skeptical about my report. However, Hal Puthoff and Russell Targ were interested in my data. Captain Mitchell, Puthoff, Targ, and I made our mutual arrangements to do experiments with Uri at Stanford Research Institute. I went on to the University of California at Los Angeles to give another lecture on healing. While there I was introduced to John Wilhelm, the Time reporter who had done a cover story on extraterrestrial life the year before. He was greatly interested in the work with Geller and expressed an interest in doing a story on Uri in the future. I, of course, gave him no hint at this time about what was behind Uri's powers. We agreed to keep in touch. While in Los Angeles, I got an urgent call from Uri, who was in Munich. There were problems, he said, with the contractual arrangements with the Asher Cats. He wanted me to come there to iron it out. I arrived in Munich on October 13, 1972. In Munich I was presented with the problem of Uri's work in Europe and how to continue it. Yasha reported that in spite of Uri's success in public demonstrations of his powers, such as stopping a mountain cable car in midair, stopping a department store escalator in downtown Munich, etc., the German public was not interested in Uri, either as a personality or for his powers. Uri had had only one booking, in Hamburg, as a last-minute fill-in in a magic show. Yasha was having difficulties in financing Uri. A prominent Swiss show producer, Werner Schmid, had appeared on the scene and he was completely taken with Uri and his potential in show business, and Yasha wanted to transfer his management contract to him. Uri approved of the whole idea. Werner Schmid's main idea was to produce a musical featuring Uri and his powers. The entire idea seemed childish to me, but I felt I could not make a move until I had better knowledge of the status of Uri's mission in Germany. I must confess that even I did not know what Uri's mission was, and for that matter neither did he. We had both accepted on faith the suggestion that he should be there. On the evening of Saturday, October 14, 1972, I had dinner with Uri and Shippy at their apartment, 226 Balanstress. It was a pleasant evening after the heavy business talks with Yasha all day. Uri and Shippy were so proud that they finally had their own apartment, and they made a meal for Melanie and me. It was in fact a very good meal. However, our little family gemütlichkeit tended suddenly. As we sat there, the tape recorder was switched on by an invisible intelligent energy. A voice came from the speaker output of the tape recorder. Melanie and Shippy, you are not permitted to attend. Please leave the room. Without a word the two of them left the room. Uri and I watched the tape recorder as though it were the Ark of the Covenant. Then in the fully lighted room first the input plug, then the output plugs, were pulled out by an invisible hand. Out of curiosity I reinserted the plugs. They came out again. I inserted an earphone into the monitor plug. There was as yet no voice on the tape, and it was not running. Then the start and record buttons were moved, and the tape recorder was in recording operation. At 12:06 a.m. October 1972, a voice new to me said, "The tape, keep running it. App, what is Uri supposed to do for you in Germany?" Then the voice of us, "We have used their minds all the time, and they were successful. Their work has really finished in Germany. As you go ahead with all your questions, you will get all the clear answers. App, is Uri to go ahead with Werner Schmidt? Werner Schmidt is the man that we have sent over. We have done and given him many signs, and he has checked out as a positive man. This man has been a very hard-working man, and we think that he has chosen to work with you and help you. Andrea Puharage, what we are about to say is going to be new to you, and you must listen carefully and closely. Everything that has been done and said until today has been very important for us, but many changes have been made. We have been checking out all the human race, and we came to the conclusion that only panic and disaster may appear when we will land on your Earth in a few years. But that was said more than three decades ago, r/faith.remark, we wanted to give you, and test you, how deep in conscience you can go in telling the human race that we people exist. We creatures, as you call us, in science fiction terms, on Earth. And it has been very hard on you, on Uri, on Shippy, and everybody concerned with this whole project. You have done a good work. But many things happened in the last month that only shows the human race is an anxious and unacceptable race. Andrea Puharage, Uri Geller, and Shimshon Strang, we still need your will of mind for our purposes, and we shall keep on using you. From today, from today, from today, you will be completely independent. You shall decide for yourselves. You shall go on with work. The way you will figure out, that is the best. but you must stay in close contact with us. Go ahead with your questions. App, are you reversing the position you took on August 29, 1972, that the mass landing would not cause panic, would be safe? No reverses are taken. There shall be landings on Earth. But the landings might be invisible, and only visible to you. App, will we still have to prepare man if your landing is invisible? No. You do not have to prepare the human race of people who cannot accept happenings. But you must go on teaching people. App, with regard to the upcoming Stanford Research Institute validation tests, are there any negatives here? You should not put worry into deep scientific researches and work. You can meet these people briefly, show them his abilities, but be careful. App, what is the message that the motion picture is to carry? Whenever Uri talks about his powers, he should mention that he believes in life in outer space. He should not go down into highly procedural things, but only what he feels. This film should have a highly interesting story. Andrea Puharage, you have a head on your shoulders, and so does Melanie, and all the workers who help you. And with their help it will be tremendous. It must come out of your head. With all the material you have studied about us in the last 2 months, you have a clear idea and view about us. Although we are always with you people, we shall stay away from this human race for a couple of years. App, this last statement makes me feel very sad. Your help is needed more than ever. NB, at this point the voice began to sound more and more mechanical and synthetic, and to slow down. You see, the energy in your mind, that is, we must admit, that is the thing that we do not have. WEARECOMPUTORIZEDDCOMPLETELYCOMPUTORIZEDBYMECHANICALINSTRUMENTS. ASYOUCANHAR, WEARECOMPUTORIZEDD. YOUARCOMPUTORISWRITINGPOWERFROM millions of light years away. We also need your help. NB, although the sound was mechanical, there was such a poignancy and plea for life from this computer that it made me cry for pity. Andrea Puharage, you must understand, in this state we are computers. Long time ago, we have been touched by hands of beings. Now we must know for sure from you, it is only up to you and your own choice and your own human will to work with us. Do you regret it in any way that you are working for us? App, absolutely not. That is fine. We already knew the answers. But for us to be sure it must come out from you. You can take out, and we shall not harm, we shall disconnect our units, and then you shall stay a human being. App, of my own free will I serve. Because in this way I can best serve my fellowmen. But we knew that you are important for us, very. You must think well and healthy. As you know, we are over you, and looking at everything that you are all doing. We are not interfering in any way. We are just letting things sometimes happen for Uri. Everything you must all do alone. It is important for people to see Uri, for the younger generation to feel. It is very important for you to know all this, and you are very precious to us. We can come in from our dimension by and with our vehicles which you call UFOs. App. The UFO is how you enter our dimensional framework. Exactly. We cannot enter your Earth, only appear to you through computerizing your minds. For instance, Uri Geller's mind and washing back all times our visions on his eyes. We bend, move, and material and dematerial things. That power we possess, and do possess it. App, does this include the power of healing, as in Arago's case? We can do anything your mind can just think of. App, with respect to your computerized format, where is the real intelligence behind you? The real intelligence behind us are us ourselves. We have passed our souls, bodies, and minds into computers and moved several of millions of light years backwards towards your time and dimension. In due time we shall receive all material coming back to our main center, which is zoned into a different dimension than yours. This different dimension lies beyond the so-called star, and so-called god, so-called planet that you call the sun. It is millions of light years backwards into the Dishold, unknown word, of the ages. That is where we are originally in. The voice that you hear now has been sent many, many billions of light years ahead of time. App, how does this relate to the contents of the knowledge book? This will be revealed only to you, Shippy, and Ori as scientific and experimental knowledge. You will need it to gain this trip with us to outer space. App, this promise is one of the greatest moments in life. When will the book be available? The book is already lying waiting just to be picked by you. But the time has not come yet. App, can you give me a good reason why I should keep Ori doing public demonstrations? You will also learn this in the years to come. It is very important. May I let Shippy and Melanie hear this tape before it vanishes? They may. But you shall stay in this room and copy the tape. Let Shippy and Melanie ill, second, thought hear only the written answers. Tomorrow you will meet Schmid. He can be useful to you in all the world. He is a very serious and dependable man. App, we shall accept him into the family. Can I count on further communication with you? Rely on Ori. App, could Ori heal? Someday he will move into that automatically. Copy the tape, Andrea Puhanch. Adieu. Contrary to advice, I allowed Melanie to listen to a few minutes of the part of the tape where the computerized voice was so heavily mechanized and slowed down. She was absolutely stunned by this experience. I worked for several hours to copy the words from the tape. At 3 a.m. I took a coffee break. Yuri brought out an antique Derringer pistol neatly laid out in a velvet display case. While I was looking at it, it suddenly vanished, leaving the case intact. Yuri was sick about this disappearance, and said so. At 3:10 a.m. the Derringer suddenly reappeared in the case. I finished the copying at 3:30 a.m. and left Uri's apartment. Before I got into the car, I packed the TC-120 tape recorder into the red TWA flight bag with the IS tape cassette still in the machine. I drove back to the Schloss Hotel in Grunewald where I was staying. When I took the TWA bag out of the car at 3:50 a.m., the entire tape recorder had disappeared. At 1 p.m. the same day, October 15th, all of us assembled at a downtown restaurant, the Moving Pig, in Munich to meet Werner Schmid. Werner proved to be an ebullient and warm gentleman. He and I liked each other instantly and have remained the best of friends and working colleagues. We returned to Uri's apartment at 5 p.m. It was then that Melanie missed her lovely scarf. She thought she had probably lost it at the Moving Pig restaurant. Werner called the restaurant, but the scarf was not to be found. Our discussions continued about Ori's future in demonstrating publicly, contracts, the idea of a musical, etc., until 8 p.m., at which time we left Ori's apartment, Yuri, Shippy, Yasha, Werner, Melanie, and myself to go to dinner. Before we got into Yasha's locked Mercedes-Benz, I looked into the car by the light from the street lamp and called Melanie. There on the front seat, neatly folded, was her missing scarf. When Yasha opened the door, I had a second surprise. Under the scarf was my TC-120 tape recorder in its synthetic leather case. I opened it and found that the tape cassette was gone. I took another tape cassette out of my bag, placed it in a machine, and tested its operation. It worked perfectly. During this period neither Yasha nor Werner knew anything about the source of Uri's powers, nor about the energy of Spectra and Hoover. All of our discussions proceeded on a purely mundane level. Then Uri got into an inspired state of oratory which I tape recorded, and it pretty well summarizes our thinking at this time. Uri was explaining to Werner, "You see, when I demonstrate my powers, it's not me. Somebody is trying to show us something, and by this, teaching us. They want us to show them our faith. This somebody we don't know and we just call them Spectra because that has something to do with light. I think Spectra, whoever they are, want the people to know that they exist through an example, and through that example which can be evidence for the people, such as that there is a possibility of life after death, that there is a possibility to pass the speed of light, that there is a possibility to gain powers through other things, not through Spectra. That there is a possibility to renew life and health by powers, to be strong, and so on. Melanie asked, do you have a feeling as to what that example might be which we could use in a musical or movie?